Broadcasting from the KBK Communications Studios in Chicago, this is The Mime, the Medical Industry Marketing Experience Podcast. Hello, I'm Bob Brinson, and today I'm speaking with Jan Berry, President of KBK, and also Nicole Hoagland, Senior Account Manager. And we're continuing our discussion about inbound marketing. Jan, I'd like to start off, first of all, and ask you, exactly where do your accounts come from?
All of our clients come to us by referral, to be honest with you. And it's because of the network that we have in the industry and what we've been able to do for other clients. And so being in the industry as long as I have, you know, I'm blessed to know a lot of really good people. And this industry has some amazing people. And I like to help them. And so it typically starts with a conversation where someone told them to get in touch with us. And so I just start asking them questions. How are you generating leads right now? How is that working for you? What happens when you get those leads? What is your website doing? And so just talking to them about how their sales structure is set up. Are they using independent or direct? What are they? So we go through a series of questions. And then we start explaining the concept of what inbound is a bit. We grade their website because I really like to stress to them, your website, again, is your bricks and mortar online. It's someone's first impression of you. And so we start talking a little bit about that. Once we then circle back after we've graded the website, do an assessment, then we go through how we can help them. We take a look at their competitors. We look at where the holes are with their competitors. We explain to them what their competitors are doing well and what their competitors are not doing well and where they can exercise an opportunity. And then it requires them to trust us. In order to hire us, they need to trust us. Because when we go, it's like running an orchestra, and there's a lot of moving parts. And so we have different people doing different things at different times, but it all comes together. So we need you to trust us. So we're not going to let you micromanage what we're doing. We are going to go full speed ahead, and our goal is to deliver X, Y, and Z, what we've told you we will deliver. And that includes coming out and meeting with your team and doing a launch meeting after we've started doing background stuff for a month. So it's very involved.
That's pretty interesting. You know, when you're talking about grading a website, what are you talking about there?
Well, it could be a lot of things. It could be their website isn't responsive. Their website isn't mobile ready. Their website doesn't have any blogs. Their website has weak content. Their website has poor images. The look of the website is lacking. There's no social engagement. There's too much wording on there. We looked at your website. We have no clue what you even do. There's not good description. So it's a whole bunch of different things we look at.
I'm talking with KBK President Jan Berry. Also on the line with us today is Nicole Hoagland, Senior Account Manager. Nicole's in New York. And Nicole, we've been talking about smarketing, of course, and I want to get into SMART goals with smarketing. Maybe you could elaborate a little bit on that for us.
With smarketing, you're aligning your sales and marketing team to kind of speak on the same page and hold each other accountable for what's being developed on marketing's end and what types of leads sales need. And with that, you want to develop these types of SMART goals. SMART goals stand for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. So it actually stands, SMART stands for that acronym. When you're developing these goals, the S stands for specific, and you want to make sure that the goals are unambiguous and you communicate what is actually expected, why it's important, and who needs to be involved. If you make it specific as opposed to very vague, you actually are setting yourself up for success when it comes to creating SMART goals for sales and marketing, because you know exactly who needs to be involved, who's going to be held accountable, and you're actually seeing progress on what is actually happening with that particular goal.
I love that, setting yourself up for success. That's that's a great way to look at it. No excuses.
Exactly. And when you're setting yourself up for success, you're also setting the people that you work for up for success. Historically, when you think about sales and marketing, when people have been surveyed, about 87% of people who worked in sales and or marketing actually have said that they've heard or said themselves negative connotations about the other department, because beforehand, as Jan explained, they've been in these two different silos almost, where sales was yelling at marketing and marketing was telling sales that they didn't know what needed to be developed. So when you're actually developing these SMART goals, making the goal specific for marketing and sales as opposed to marketing or sales, and knowing who needs to actually be involved and who needs to be held accountable, will keep everyone on the same page, and it'll actually create this cohesive, open communication so that everyone knows what's going on and what they need to be doing.
For more information on SMARTing and inbound marketing, just visit kbkcommunications.com. This broadcast podcast, The Mime, is a presentation of KBK Communications. I'm Bob Brinson. Thank you for listening.